Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Well, it's the big show. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com for information on the upcoming Time Machine Nationals on Labor Day weekend, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Bring out the whole family for funny cars, jet cars, wheel standers, and nitro cars.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. That's the 5 o'clock hour. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, and the radio.com app. David Bakhtiari, appreciate him joining us, as he will each Tuesday, 4:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you missed it, about 6 o'clock, go to 1057FMTheFan.com, click on Fan On Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield, and you can hear the entire interview. There's a couple of parts of that that I know we're going to bring back tomorrow for you, and there was parts of the conversation that were really in line. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, with what we were talking about earlier in the show, and that was the Packers' offense and where it can get better. David Bakhtiari seems to vow that they're going to get better. He said, at worst, we're a good offense. At worst, we're a good offense.
Right. And I just think they just need their timing down. They just got to get it figured out. You know, and which I've been saying all along, and when I like it when a guy comes on and say what I said, but it is, the offense is predicated on everything looking the same. And if they can get that down, because you notice, Bill, you played the game. Sometimes you run a play and it's only 1 yard, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe it's only two. You don't get a lot. But what you're trying to do is set up that next play down the line. And you may not run that next play the next play, but it'll all look the same. So that's what this offense is all about. It's all predicated on same formation, same look, but 10 different plays off of one look. And so that's the variations that as Packer fans are we going to be looking at. I mean, if you look at the McCarthy's offense, they were a little bit more wide open. I mean, McCarthy really wasn't the true West Coast offense. I mean, I think that thing morphed into just let's get downfield and let's see how far Rodgers can sling it.
And we got the better players, so we're going to just bank it on. We got better players.
Yeah, and I think that's how that, you know, that's how that was worked. But I think this is a little bit different. I think this is more, God, I don't want to say mechanical, but it's more of an intricate system.
It's definitely more scripted,
It's more scripted. It is. And so in order for this to happen, your play caller has to be on the same page as your quarterback and getting comfortable with the looks that they're getting.
And with that as well, and as the season progresses, you talk about it like this play will set up the next play. I think one thing that can be hung up in that sense is it doesn't necessarily have to be in this game that it sets up. Like, every single team watches every single play of every single game when you're going in and game planning, that a play they ran in the third quarter of the Bears game could be something that they end up utilizing in game four on the short week against Philadelphia. Like, what you set up is what you want to put on film for teams to be able to see.
Well, like, and I think this weekend, did somebody run a fake punt or a fake kick over the weekend? I think somebody did that too over the weekend. So what does that allow you to do as a team? Now you got to go spend 15, 20 minutes running. They might run the fake kick.
They could run this.
They could run the fake kick. So you're now making team practices maybe a little 15, 20 minutes longer than what they really want to.
414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan, in the right lane today. Did the Packers win Thursday night, or did the Bears lose it? And when you have a quarterback, Gary, have a quarterback rating of 61% or of 61 when you're just looking at the quarterback rating as the top being 158.3, it's easy to say that the Chicago Bears and Mitch Trubisky blew it, but did the Packers make it that way?
Well, not only did they win it, they took it. I mean, they snatched it right from the Bears, and the Bears really didn't have anything to say about it. And now, no one saw this defense playing lights out as well as it did, but it did for four quarters, which was absolutely amazing. I mean, it just felt like they were one step ahead of the Chicago Bears. The Packers' defense was the whole game. And really, I think the Bears, to me, changed some things offensively. I think the Jordan Howard kid I think they're going to miss him. I do like the Montgomery kid that they have. They got to run him a little bit more. But I think if they're thinking long term, if it's going to be about Trubisky, I think they – I mean, this division could – they could be in third place in this division if they think that's how they're going to go win it.
And it feels like this division is going to be so tightly contested with those three teams.
This will be the tough division in all of NFL football.
Because it's a three-team race. Yes, it's a true three-team race with the Bears, Vikings, and Packers. Packers will see that Viking team at Lambeau this week.
The third-place team is probably going to be 9-7.
And this is one of those divisions possibly that all three are going to have chances at that wild card berth,
right.
Are you saying?
Right, yes. The third place team will probably have a record of 9-7.
And the Lions will be what, like 5-11?
We know what they're going to be.
Stevie, did the Packers win that game Thursday night or did the Bears lose it?
I think the Packers won that game. Look, both offenses weren't very good. I don't think both offenses will be this bad all year. I'm not saying Mitch Trubisky's going to be a Pro Bowler, but I don't think he's like one of the worst quarterbacks in the National Football League either. I think he's somewhere in the middle of the pack, somewhere 15, 16, 17, wherever the case may be. He's probably somewhere in that area by the time the end of the year is all said and done when you start comparing numbers. So he's going to be better. That offense will probably be better as well. And you would assume this Packers offense is going to get better. As we were talking earlier in the show, baby Tosh pointing out, most teams get better as the season goes along, and you would assume this Packers offense will be one of them. And people are getting frustrated, I guess, with the offense a little bit about the wide receiving core. Maybe it's not as talented as we thought after week one. I think they're a pretty talented wide receiving core, and I think they're going to be okay. And these running backs and this offensive line have to get on the same page. Once that happens, you see Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams get freed up a little bit. This offense will start clicking too. And then it really just comes down to both defenses. And look, Packers defense, you know, played just as well as the Bears defense did in that game. The difference was Aaron Rodgers was able to make a couple more plays than Mitch Trubisky, and the Packers won. So to me, the Packers get all the credit in the world for winning that game.
That's the right lane. Did the Packers win it, or did the Bears lose it Thursday night in the season opener? 414-799-1250 in the center lane. Can this run last the rest of the season? The run being the run that the Milwaukee Brewers have finally found themselves on, Sparky. We've been waiting this long, 5 months, for the Brewers to go on a run like this. They started the year out 8-2, and for the last couple of weeks, I started to think that maybe that was the run. Maybe that was the best this team could play, and maybe they were playing their best baseball at that particular time. But as you move forward, now they've won 8 of their last 11, 7 of their last 9, and 4 straight down in Miami. Now just 2 games back of the wild card race. And for you as a fan with 19 to play, do you believe this run can last the rest of the season for the Brewers?
You said it yesterday on the show, baby Tosh. 5th easiest schedule remaining for the Milwaukee Brewers right now. Team starts, seemingly, is playing pretty good. Offense is starting to pick up and go in the right direction, and they're doing it without Moustakas. And he's not close. It doesn't look like to really being able to swing a bat and do anything. Keston Hira is taking bat in practice, so he's getting closer to returning. You put Keston Hira back in this lineup to go along with everything else that you have. That's going to be something to be able to get this offense going. Manny Pena, you're hoping to get him back, to have a legitimate backup catcher to Grandal at this point. Yeah, I think the Brewers can continue this run and maybe sneak into this wild card before it's all said and done.
Gary, do you believe that this run can last, that the Milwaukee Brewers find themselves on right now?
You know, I don't know. I feel good about it. I think it's more about Yelich than anything else. He's got to get hot. He's got to lead them. And I think then these other guys will fall in line. I mean, he's on pace to have a better year than he had last year, which is absolutely, you know, is awesome. They just don't have the team that they had last year. They just don't have a talent that they had last year to be consistent. And I've always said, sometimes getting down to the end of the year, you want to be sometimes lucky than good or great, or you want to have that be hot. I mean, that's how it is in the NFL. I mean, those last 4 or 5 games, the hottest team that are getting into the playoffs, the ones that's going to win. Now, the Brewers can get hot. They can ride that wave, and most certainly, if you look at their last 10, 15 games, they're probably one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. Now, can they extend it? Can they keep it going? I think the bottom line will still be about, you know, pitching.
Can this run last the rest of the season? 414-799-1250, the center lane on the Wendy's Big Show today. And in the right lane, are the concerns that you saw on the Packers offense, do you see there being some that just won't get better? Like when you saw after week one something on the offense that was not going to be able to get better for this team. David Bakhtiari pretty much said everything appears that it could get better, Sparky, by the way that they can play and how that at borderline, at worst, they're a good offense. Was there something in the Packers offense to you that you don't see improving?
I think my concern right now are the guard positions. Billy Turner at right guard and Lane Taylor at left guard. I think those have to be the concerns after week one. Bulaga played pretty good at right tackle. As long as he stays healthy, you think you're solid there. But Billy Turner and Lane Taylor got owned a little bit in that football game. And it's not just pass protection for me. It's being able to rush the football and do your job there too, blocking and getting downhill and letting these guys get into space. And they weren't really able to get that accomplished in this game. You got a guy averaging 5.5 yards a carry last year in Aaron Jones, and he looked pedestrian in that football game. Jamal Williams couldn't get a yard. That type of stuff can't happen. And I know Bears defense is really good, but breaking news, you're going to have really good defenses here to start out the year for the first few games. You're going to have to figure out a way to make them some type of a threat that the defense has to respect.
414-799-1250. Gary, was there a concern about the offense that you don't see improving this year?
Well, I don't know if it's – I think it's going to improve. I think they're going to get better. This is still early. Week four. If it hadn't got any better by week four, you'll be hard-pressed to see it get any better after that. And how do you know it's going to get better, or will it get better? Is they score more points. So I think that's what it's going to come down to. But listen, it's a learning curve. I think they're all together in on this offense, and we'll just see how Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur adapt to everything that's going to come their way and once they get the offense figured out.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, we just reset the big topics. You can join us here at 414-799-1250. Also on Twitter at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And if you want to be like Gary Ellerson, like Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, like Leroy Butler, you go to shoptjc.com.
All day long, you go to shoptjc.com. My good friend Dean Murray, right, Billy?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, he came up with that site for you guys to go in and check it out, which means that you can shop right there online if you need to. You don't have to get out of your car. Is it interactive kind
Very
of shopping?
Yes.
Where people will meet your every need. You have everything in front of you that is at the stores. They have three locations. And it's almost like a chat room where people come and chat and you talk to you about what's at their stores, how much it's going to cost, what you need, all those types of things. So, listen, Dean is very creative of making his customer service great for you people. And if you're like me, I don't do too much shopping online. I like to go in and touch, see, feel my stuff. Well, Dean's okay with that too. Free location, 76 and Layton Plaza. In Brookfield off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. And a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, if you're looking to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, then it's going to be at the Jewelry Center. Listen, they got these new things right now. Now, Billy, they got these little Alex and Ani. They got the Badger bracelet. They got the Packer bracelet. So if you're in for some team gear and freshen up your girls' bracelets, well, Alex and Ani line, they have that there for you and much, much more. Guys, if you're looking for the best deal on a piece of jewelry, it's at the Jewelry Center. If you're going somewhere else, I'm guaranteeing you're paying too much money. Go see my good friend today. His name is Dean Murray. He's the owner. He's always there. 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building right on the second floor. And a third location in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show before the On Deck Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. We're wrapping things up before we get into some Brewers baseball conversation. Everybody knows that. I love Brewers baseball conversation. And it is always even better when the Brewers are still in the thick of a pennant race. They got a chance here. They're only two games back. 19 to play. I got the lineups and more for you in about 10 minutes from right now. But first, it's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. And it's Mike on the south side at 414-799-1250.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Mike.
Just your average fan's opinion, but I think Monday's going to answer a lot of questions. Well, Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, Mike.
There you go.
At Lambeau Field.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. No. So, after playing those two great defenses, you know, you're going to have a lot more questions about the offense. And out of the three, the Pack, the Vike, the Bears, you know, it's only been one game. Who do you think has the best defense?
Well, I still think the Bears has the best defense.
And then we'll find out about the Vikings this week, but they look pretty good against Atlanta to me.
Mm-hmm. So we got our three front runners here. Who would you throw in fourth as a good team?
In the NFC? Are you saying in the NFC?
Yeah.
The Rams were in the Super Bowl last year, so I think they're pretty decent.
Aaron Donald, no doubt.
And they
about
have
it.
The two-time reigning defensive player of the year.
I think the Cowboys are going to be a sleeper. Keep saying it.
Well, Pittsburgh didn't look very good either.
So I think the Cowboys got a pretty good defense.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the call.
Well, thanks for calling.
Take it easy, Mike.
Yeah, I'd love to buy into that Cowboys team like you are. I just can't buy into Jason Garrett.
I know
sorry.
People can't.
Just not there.
I know.
Why can't you? Because I think that Cowboys team is damn good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just don't trust him as a coach.
And
I
get what you're saying, totally.
I just think he's that guy that gets you to a certain point and can't seem to get you over the
hump. Jason Garrett, yes.
Yeah, that's where my concern is. When we start talking about Cowboys in a Super Bowl, I just figure they'll screw it up at some point. They'll figure out a way to screw it up. Dak Prescott, like him. Zeke Elliott, very talented football player, right?
Like
Amari Cooper, I get all that. Defensively, they got some players on that side of the ball, too.
Ballers on that side.
No doubt. But if you look at that division that they're in, Philly's not going anywhere anytime soon, it doesn't look like. Washington doesn't necessarily have a quarterback right
now. New York's
now.
Trash.
You can't buy into that. So it's really only two teams in that division. And then if you look in the conference once you get to the playoffs, you're still going to have the Rams to contend with, right? We all believe that they're still going to be there. And then it's going to be the Packers are probably going to be there. And then either the Bears or the Vikings out of that division will be there. So that's what you're talking about in the postseason. And
don't count out the Saints too far because they were a minute and a half away from going last year.
How did I forget about the Saints? Yeah, and the Saints are going to be there. So I would take the Rams and the Saints in front of Dallas right now today. We're talking about who's going out of the NFC before I would pick the Cowboys.
How impressed were you with the Saints last night?
It really was because I think if you look at what they went through last year – and they could have easily just laid down and got their win. They may be – it's going to go either way with them. They may be destined to win it all because of what happened to them, or they just pressure just too much.
Doesn't get to – can
and,
never
and,
get back.
And they can't. They only win nine games. I mean, everybody's wearing the official uniform. I mean, a lot of people are like, why do they have on those officiating uniforms? Why is everybody dressed up? Because they're still pissed off.
Mad. Hot. Fired up.
Right. So do they get past that or does that fuel the whole thing to get them to the Super Bowl?
I'll tell you one thing, and everybody was really impressed with John Gruden's group and the way they went out and won
that
last
incredible?
Night. Dude, Deshaun Watson was the story of the night for me.
Right.
He is just, he's too damn good.
Isn't he good?
For him to play with the worst offensive line maybe I've ever seen.
Oh, it is.
Much as I like Laremy Tunsil, that offensive line is brutal.
He's not going to make 16 games.
He had two plays in 15 seconds and walked down the field and threw a touchdown to your boy, Kenny Stills, who he's known for like 4 days.
4 days. That was it. My
Kenny
God,
Stills
son,
has to be so happy to be in that offense. He has to be so happy to be with Deshaun Watson throwing at the football
and
versus what he would have had in
and
Miami.
And apparently he didn't even have to revolt like all the other Miami Dolphins players.
Well, he actually did.
Saying, revolt. Well, I mean, in yeah.
Took a knee.
But I mean, like.
No, no. These guys all want trade. After
the game.
They're all walking in like,
I get me the hell out of here.
See
that. But you know what? That's just so unfortunate that teams do stuff like that because they're tanking.
Gary, they're saying that their defensive game plan was garbage. Their head coach is the defensive game plan guy. Came from the Patriots.
Yeah,
that's his deal.
Yeah.
And that's the area that everybody's complaining about.
Yeah.
That was a very, very incredible effort, though, by Lamar Jackson. He was able to showcase what he's done. And
he had a perfect passer rating.
He can also throw the football that people forgot. He actually threw the ball quite a bit at Louisville.
He only ran, what, three times in that game?
And they made everybody think that he was going to run like 20
more
times.
Like option or something.
No,
they're not running the wing team, I can tell
you
that much right now.
So if you didn't get him in fantasy football, you might want to pick him up.
Yeah, I messed up on that. Steve's in Brookfield. He's up on the fan. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I lost a little bit of my train of thought when I heard Steve talking a little bit when he said about how I can't trust Dallas. That's how I feel about Green Bay. I can't trust Green Bay. They're a good team, but I don't think they're a championship team.
No.
And I surely don't base things after one game. I usually break it down in four games.
Mm-hmm.
After four games.
Sure.
But I just don't know what to expect out of a Chicago. I don't even know how Minnesota won just passing the ball 10 times and you win the game. That tells me Green Bay, they put up an extra guy up on the defense because you know they're going to be running 80% of the time because they just ran it right down Atlanta. And I don't know if Green Bay can stop that run. And I just can't trust Green Bay. And all the things you said about the other teams, everybody right now, there's 16 teams think they got a chance. The 16 that lost think, man, we blew that one. The only one I fear is Houston. And that's because – but they blew that one too last night. I don't know how the coach goes into a three-man rush with 20 seconds to go – or no, 8 seconds to go,
mm-hmm.
and he lets them go 10 yards for a field goal. I mean, that yep. was the, I would have blitzed the hell out of Breeze last night on that last play. No way I'm going to let him sit back there and beat me. He's done it too many times.
Appreciate it, Steve. Yeah, I mean –
thanks, Stevie.
I don't know how Bill O'Brien makes it out after this year, right?
Well, like, I mean, they get to the playoffs. I don't. So you run into a problem when you start doing stuff like this.
That's true. When you start saying this guy can't get it done, this guy can't win the big game.
Because normally the next guy you hire, you take a step back. Then you learn. Then you go and hire. So you're looking at, if you do that, you're looking at a 5-6 year process here.
I'd really like to see what Deshaun Watson would look like
in the stadium.
I'd really like to see what he would look like with Lincoln Riley's offense.
Lincoln Riley would like to see that.
Yo. Same state. Just go down the freeway. Yeah. Go hang out in Houston. You're already in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That'd be all good. And you can pick up some food at Wendy's on the way.
That's right. Family, family, family. They're all about family at Wendy's. $9.99. Get a family-sized chicken nuggets, regular or spicy, for $9.99. Or about a family-sized delicious chili. It's the best. Feeds 4 to 6 people. $9.99 there as well. Get your hookup with Wendy's and then get some dessert with some Frosties for the kid, and they'll love you forever.
And you can listen to it on the On Deck show that's coming up next. Brewers and Marlins, I'll get you ready. We're back tomorrow at 2.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.